Our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has
broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster as we analyze what's going on economically in our country and throughout the world. And, you know, with the news just terrible, the price of oil going up, the price of gasoline going up, industries all across America cutting back, many of our major industries either going into bankruptcy or closing down large numbers of stores. We see Levitt's Furniture talking about bankruptcy. We see Zales Diamonds, Zales Jeweler Nationwide having similar problems. All of the major retailers are having economic problems and faced with probably the worst economic crisis we've had since the time of the Great Depression. Why the stock market booms, and a lot. Friday it was up 228 points. And gold and silver, which the only real storehouse of wealth, are getting pummeled and forced on down. And it's almost like everything's schizophrenic, like everybody's gone mad. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to ground up all the mad people.
Okay. Well, of course, how do you explain the fact that the market goes up when the news is so bad?
Well, markets have historically had a proclivity to do such things because people will sell in good news and buy in bad news. Professionals will. But that's not what's making this market move. This market is being moved upward by the United States government in their intercession, their manipulation of the market. And that's why it's moving upward. And it's unusual, it's unique, and they're doing it because they know that there's a tremendous amount of bad news coming between now and the election. And they want to get it up as much as they can. We'll use the Dow as an example. They want to get it as strong as they can, so that when this bad news comes out and the market goes up, it won't go down too far. In other words, it'll come down from a higher level. And today was a good example of that. The Dow was off a little bit at 12,825, off about 24 points, but the market, yes, should be selling at considerably lower prices, but that's the manipulation. And they're trying to keep it from going more than 1,200 points lower, lower than 11,600. And so we have this intercession in the market, and that's what causes these strange things to go on. And they're also in other markets as well, particularly the gold and silver market. And they've been in there for a long, long time. And they do the same kind of things in there. If you notice the news lately, we had National City Bank had a private equity fund, I think it's a private equity fund, Corsair, come in and inject $7 billion into the bank so it didn't go under. And Citigroup is getting more money coming into their bank. And Citigroup just arranged for $12 billion of what we call toxic waste, which are SIVs and CODs, CDOs, which are bonds which are made up of mortgages. And that toxic waste was sold to a group of equity, private equity people.
Hold that thought, Bob. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Bob Chapin from the International Forecaster.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector, Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob. Anyway, Bob Chapin, we're talking about this. Well, we were talking just before we went on to the all for the advertisements about Citigroup, or Citigroup. I believe this ties into the National City Bank. And apparently, you know, somebody's buying all of these. This useless bonds from them. Who's buying all those useless bonds?
Well, these are private equity investors, and of course these people are all in bed with each other. And listen to this story. I mean, this is a beauty. I was in Wall Street for 28 years, and I was a broker, and I owned my own company from time to time, own brokerage firm. So I know what the rules are. Now, Citigroup is placing $12 billion worth of toxic garbage bonds, which are probably worth 30 cents on the dollar, with three private equity groups. We don't know what they're paying for those bonds because they haven't said, but we do know one thing. The Citigroup is lending them the money to buy the bonds. Now, if this isn't the stupidest, translucent, idiotic exercise that I've seen in that industry, someone's got to tell me a better one. All they're doing is moving those bonds that are showing losses off of their balance sheet. That's all they're doing. Because in lending the money to the buyers to buy those bonds, if the bonds go down to zero, well, then the people won't pay the money back. And so it's all sorts of chicanery such as this that are going on in those markets. As you know, the Fed has the discount window open, and they're shoveling maybe $30 or $40 billion a week out, and it's usually 28-day money. And they have auctions a couple of times a month, which they're kicking out $200 billion. And then whatever they do in the repo market. So the Fed is extending over 1 month period or less, which is renewable, something in the vicinity of $275 to $300 billion a month. Now, I learned over the weekend that the European Central Bank is going to do the same thing with about $200 billion. But they're going to make the paper worth 1 year and maybe three. So it's really 3 years. So essentially, what the Bank of England is doing, excuse me, I think I said the European Central Bank, it's the Bank of England that's doing this. And the reason I'm mentioning it is it's similar to what the Fed is doing, only they've decided to go out long-term on it. They're dropping any pretense that this money is ever going to be gotten back by the Bank of England, or in the case of the Fed, back to the Fed. And so their loans are going to be for a year renewable for 3 years. And essentially what they're doing here is the same thing the Fed's doing, only they're monetizing it right away. They already have decided that the banks that are going to borrow this money are not going to give it back to them because they need it, and they're going to take their collateral, which is more of this garbage, and they're going to hold it. And so the Bank of England and the Fed will eventually and totally monetize all of this debt, and guess who gets to pay for it? The British taxpayer in the case of the Bank of England, and the American taxpayer in the case of the Federal Reserve. And what is happening here is that the banks, Wall Street, insurance companies, and all the financial institutions are being bailed out. In the meantime, the Financial Services Board in England, along with the SEC in New York, excuse me, in the United States, has said, you know these new rules, the FASB 127, or 157, excuse me, we know that it's hard to really discern the value of some of your assets, so just put down what you think the best value is. And so they're allowing corporations to cook the books.
And, of course, down the line, why there's going to be serious problems, because the banks are so near, if they are not forced to toe the line, they will keep lending and lending and lending and on inadequate security. And, of course, eventually, why the day of reckoning is going to come. In fact, I see where the Union Bank of Switzerland has had to write off something like $38 billion, but they're still sitting on something like, and I read one place and I found it hard to believe, another $70 billion. $70 billion of...
That's true.
Of assets that really have no value. You're talking about $110 billion that they stand to lose. Now, you know, Union Bank's a big bank, but that's an awful lot of money to lose.
Well, in the final analysis, what will happen is that the taxpayers in Switzerland will end up paying the bill. And it's as simple as that. And that's a lot of money, but that's what will happen. And Union Bank Suisse will not be allowed to go under. And these big banks are all part of the Illuminati, and they simply do not or are not allowed to go bankrupt. And that's all there is to it.
Well, it's going to be a very, very interesting time here as we see more and more of the banks getting into more and more problems and more home foreclosures all across our country. An awful lot of people are losing their homes, aren't they, Bob?
I'm having some line problems. Say that again, please, Dan.
I said an awful lot of people are losing their homes. The foreclosures are up, certainly in many parts of the country. You know, there's certainly people are really, even in Southern California, they're living in a tent city outside of Ontario because they have no homes. They lost their homes, and they're living in a tent city.
Well, the people on Wall Street in the city of London could care less. In fact, if they had their way, they would allow them to die because there's too many useless eaters in this world anyway, as far as they're concerned. And so that's their attitude. And it will always be their attitude. And that's why they have perpetual war for perpetual peace, besides profit, control, and power. But they want to get rid of people. There's too many people in the world.
What?
And that's what the high price of food is all about. Kill all those people in the third world who, you know, they're useless eaters. We don't need them around.
Well, of course, the price of food is going up here as well, and certainly the price of rice is going up. In fact, there are real shortages of rice developing, not only in this country, but throughout the world. Certainly, there's a price of wheat is going up, soybeans, corn. I think we could have some real problems right here in the United States as far as the readily available ability of food. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, and that's why in all the programs that I'm on, I'm encouraging people to go ahead and get dehydrated and freeze-dried food. Number one, the prices are going to go up. Number two, you want to be able to get it. I mean, there may become a time when the government steps in and says, look, we need it for the military or something like that, and there may not be any available. And so I strongly encourage you to put in dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. And I know that you have an advertiser in one of your programs that sells that kind of thing, and I think people should be doing that.
No, put a plug in for Radio Liberty, because actually we have a very close working relationship with Ready Reserve Foods, and they're, you know, they order through us, and we just get it through them, and they get it shipped out the same price. But it does help Radio Liberty stay on the air. Well, anyway, of course...
Well, why don't you give them the phone number on that, Stan, if you got it there?
It's simply our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. They call there, and we take the order, and then we make sure that they get it, and so far we've had very, very good results with them. But I will tell you that talking to David Sibley, who's going to be on again tomorrow, he runs the company, has for many years, and they're having real trouble getting rice. They're having real trouble getting wheat, although it's available, but the rice is not readily available. And we're beginning to see the first real shortages right here in America.
People have got to get out there and get those supplies in. And even if you can't buy $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 worth, maybe you can buy $300 or $400 or $500 worth. It's better having something than nothing at all. It's very important, along with, you know, gold and silver coins and gold and silver related assets and methods to defend your family as well.
Well, you know, as we look and see what's happening on the financial markets, and we actually see, first of all, so many people within the financial industry are losing their jobs. So many people within the housing industry are losing their jobs. In other words, house construction. And certainly the people who are real estate agents and finance agents who are selling homes are having real, real problems as well. And certainly I think that we're going to see a steady contraction of certainly in the industrial sector, in the sales sector. And, of course, so much of our gross domestic product is actually simply consumption. And, of course, as we begin to see the consumption beginning to fall off, you're going to see the GDP fall off. And we just can't keep living on borrowed money. But that's what the American people are doing. That is what the American government is doing. We're having to borrow $2.5 billion every day just to pay our bills. And sooner or later, this whole thing's going to come to a terrible end. We'll be right back with Bob Chapin.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, pocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. We're talking about what is going on financially in America. What are the latest stories that you're covering, Bob?
Well, I think one of the hottest stories is the continual inability of large banks to stay in business without equity infusions. The Mickey Mouse games that are being played by companies like Citigroup, and the actions of the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Switzerland, the Bank of Canada, and of course particularly the Federal Reserve, in just giving money away, which we have to pay for as taxpayers. I mean, the war and occupations in the Middle East aren't bad enough. I mean, we're looking at over $3 trillion in costs. And now we have to shoulder another $3 trillion. I mean, that's what this amounts to. And so I think those are big stories. And in the past 9 months, since it was discovered that the banks and others were using two sets of books, the credit crisis has gotten worse, not better. It's worse right now than it's ever been. And yes, they've spewed out all this money and credit and loans, and it has slowed things down, negative things down. But it's all going to come out the same in the end. It can't come out any other way. Somebody got to pay for this. And the way that'll be done, probably after the election, is in dramatically increased taxation. And that's going to come at a time when we're in the midst of a recession, and that's going to exacerbate the whole situation. In other words, it's going to get much worse. And so I think that the public doesn't understand, Wall Street doesn't want to know, corporate America's in on it, and it's just going to degenerate. And again, you know what to do, people. You've been told over and over and over again, get rid of that debt, particularly credit card and revolving debt. In fact, I see Bank of America with their, $3 billion loss in the first quarter. And they got lots more to take, believe me. Some of that was set asides for bad debt on regular loans and credit cards. And the next bomb to hit is the credit cards. Now, there's two facets to this. Number one, what the banks are carrying. And number two, just like the collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, and SIVs, structured investment vehicles, that were used to package these pieces of toxic waste called mortgages. There's another group called ABS, asset-backed securities, and they're just chock-a-block full of debt from credit cards. And then there's other things in there, such as debt on automobile loans, mobile homes, motorcycles, pools, you name it, it's in there. This is going to be the next big scandal, so get ready for it.
Well, my son was just over in Las Vegas at the National Association of Broadcasters meeting. He was telling me that they're having a real problem with people just walking away from their homes. The homes have dropped in value. They owe more on the homes than the value of the home. And some of these people are just picking up, and they're even leaving their pets. They're leaving everything in the house, leaving their pets, and just walking away. And, of course, the SPCA over there, the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, is just furious. They're trying to get the animals out there so they can look after them and try to find new homes for them. But apparently, certainly in Las Vegas, there are just so many homes that have been, people have bought them, and they just couldn't afford them. They were certainly subprime borrowers, and now certainly they're just walking away. But as that happens, the value of the property goes down, and even the people with Alt-A or even with AAA, backing a financial status, find that the value of their homes is going down too. And as the value of the homes falls, of course, people find that they own homes that they have a mortgage that's bigger than the value of the home, and then what do you do? And then, of course, there begin these short sales. We can talk about some of those things when we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Network, and of course, our guest is Bob Chapman, and we were simply talking about short sales on property. Bob, would you want to cover that a little bit? That idea that, you know, if you have a loan on your property and the property is worth what the loan is, why you sell it for less you know, but of course you've got to get the lender's permission. They write off the difference, and they may, the lender may lose 10 or 15, 20%, but the alternative is to go into foreclosure. Then the lender loses about 40%. What is happening across the country? Are they, some of these short sales going through? How much are the lenders losing, you know, certainly if it goes into foreclosure?
Well, there are sales being made on short sales. And they're very good for the lender because the haircut that they take is very small, 10 or 15%, which is not bad. And also, they, let's say that the house sits for a year until it's sold. And let's say they lose 20%. The house is occupied. And that means that these banditos can't come in and take out all the plumbing and the toilets and, you know, all the wiring, and they just destroy the houses. So it's better that banks do that, lenders do that. And I can understand why they would do so. Most of the loans that were made to subprime and Alta borrowers in 2005 and 2006 are underwater. And that includes a lot of loans where people put down anywhere between 3 and 10% because the values have come down. And the worst inflection on the market of Alta loans hasn't hit yet. And it's just going to start in June. And that'll last for a year to a year and a half. And on the other ones, the subprimes, they got about a year and a half to go. And then on top of that, we're starting to see and have, for the past several months, we're starting to see the option loans. Now, the option loans are the ones that you bought a house, and there's a whole bunch of venues you can pick from. Now, you can pay the interest only. You can pay the interest and a little bit of principal. You can pay the interest, a little bit of principal, and maybe some of the taxes on the house. You can pay a whole different combination of things. Wachovia was the big seller of those kinds of loans, and they've stopped selling them. That means that brings us to a whole new world, and I'll get into that in a minute. But it's very typical for two people to buy a home, let's say in Las Vegas or Los Angeles, for $600,000. And let's say they've been in it for two years. And they have to get a new loan. And they find that the house that they paid $600,000 for is now worth $500,000. But because they didn't pay anything on the principal, they owe another $100,000 on the house. So they're offside $300,000. And it's not funny. And I have to point out with these Alta and subprime loans, 85% of the people lied on their applications. So, you know, I don't have any mercy for them because they knew what was going down and they went right along with the program. And they wanted the action, the price appreciation, which unfortunately for them never came. And so that's that whole venue. Now you say to yourself, well, who's carrying the paper now on all these new loans? When you see these sales, it's being carried by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who are on the verge of bankruptcy. It's also being called by a group that you probably have never heard of, the FHA.
Federal Housing Administration, right?
Housing Authority.
Right.
And they have loaded up not only with loans, which are garbage, along with Fannie and Freddie, but they've been giving money, lending money, to Countrywide and WaMu and on and on and on. And And this comes out of the taxpayer's pocket. This was an AGC which was created in 1933 to do this. But we are paying. And I know that that's what these laws were for. But we, as citizens of the United States, as taxpayers, are paying for the daisy chain of fraud, which began with the instigator and creator of the Federal Reserve, the lenders, the raiders, the people who raided the bonds, the mortgage originators, the appraisers who went along with the program, the salespeople who just loved it, and of course the 85% of the borrowers who committed a felony in lying on their application. That's what you and I have to pay for. And we're talking in excess of $2 trillion. Maybe as much as three when all is said and done.
Well, of course, all this is just going to be one more step along the way towards the destruction of the value of the dollar, because of course you can't keep spending money you don't have. Eventually you get inflation, eventually you get rampant inflation, then you get hyperinflation, and then of course the government has two possibilities. You either allow it to continue and destroy the value of the currency, or you raise the interest rates dramatically, cut back on the availability of money, and then plunge the country into a depression. So which way are we going to go?
Well, they're going to inflate until they can't anymore. And when they can't anymore, the signal will be the speculators and the corporations will stop borrowing money. And the minute you see that, over a three-month period, you know you've got 3 months to get out of every asset that you own except gold. Very simple. That's what history teaches us. So that's the path that you have to take. It's the only safe thing in the world, besides the food that you've got at home and the way to defend your family. This is where this is all heading. And arrogantly, our government, our Congress, which is bought and paid for or compromised, with minor exception, corporate America, Wall Street, they all go along with the program. They think it's just ducky. Well, I get news for them. A lot of them are going to go on trial someday. They're going to lose everything they got, and they're going to go to jail. And some of them may very well get hung.
Well, of course, they've been getting away with it for a long period of time, Bob, and as long as the power is in the hands of these people, as long as the David Rockefellers and the CFR and the people who run Citibank and Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, as long as they hold the reins of government, I don't see much chance of those people getting hung.
Well, what we do is we change the government. That's pretty simple. We vote them out of office.
Well, but of course,
and if they can't do that, we remove them.
Well, because the old adage, it doesn't really matter how people vote; it's who counts the votes. It's important. So, like in Zimbabwe,
well, we'll see what happens, Stan, because we're at a crossroads in America. I mean, we've got the federal government training local police agencies how to use machine guns and all kinds of assault weapons to put down the populace because they might have a riot.
It's going on all over America.
I've said this in many programs, Stan, recently. Law enforcement has a big decision to make. You go with the government and the people have an uprising and the government is defeated, there's no place for you to hide.
Well, I think that it's going to be very interesting to see how this unfolds, but I just hope that the American military and the American police will stick with the Constitution, which they've sworn to uphold, rather than the elite who have actually seized control of our government. These people are traitors and treasonous because they want to change the structure of our society from a free society into a police state. That's what it's really all about. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the police and how the military line up. Most of the good military commanders have been gotten rid of. Anybody who I could think on their own, you know, who would not go along with, you know, the agenda has been simply a boost forced to resign from the military. I think that's a sad commentary. They do not want honest men. They don't want men of integrity. They want yes men who will say, yes, sir, we'll fire on the American people. Just give us the order.
Well, 80% of American servicemen, we know, will not fire on American citizens. And I would think that would be generally true with law enforcement. But we have over 200,000 mercenaries working for our government, and they get paid anywhere between $100,000 and $250,000 a year to kill people.
Right.
And they could care one bit less whether it's an American or some gook someplace somewhere else.
Well, Chris, I am. You know,
and
that's
why Americans have 450 million guns. And there's at least 125 million people out there who know how to use them. And only if 10% were to act, government would have a real problem.
Well, I just hope and pray that it never comes to that. One thing that I think that we all have to remember is the fact that suddenly at Waco, you know, I actually talked to the mother of the gentleman who's in charge of the Davidians now. She told me that the day of the attack, or the day immediately after the attack, was she was in a trailer with a woman who got a call from a man who said, "Look, I was watching with a telescope of what happened on the back of the Davidian compound. I will never come forward and make this statement publicly, but they got the people all out and back, and they executed them all and then dragged their bodies back in and then set fire to the compound." And she told me this story personally. Not one word of that has ever gotten out to the public. They couldn't let the public know that they sent the special forces in to kill the women and kill the children and kill the Davidians, all who supposedly committed suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head. It's pretty hard to do. But anyway, apparently that's what they were supposed to believe. Actually, it was a special forces team, professional mercenaries, professional killers. They were just doing what they were told to do. That's the trouble. We can never do what we're told to do. We have to do what's right, because we're not answerable to government. We're answerable to God.
Well, if they try it again, they're going to have to walk over a lot of bodies, because there's a lot of people like me out there who ain't going to lay down for them.
Well, you and I get a little old for that, Bob.
I'm still a crack shot.
Well, I tell
as long as I don't have to run with a pack 40 miles a day, I'm okay.
Telephone number 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob, Bob is from the International Forecaster. And before I forget, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get a trial copy of the International Forecaster. And perhaps they'll want to go ahead and subscribe and read it twice a week as I do.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email twice a week on Wednesday and Saturday, and it runs around 30 pages each time. We have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet that goes out twice a month. And if you'd like to go to our site and order a free copy, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. If you'd like to email us because you have a question, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And for those of you who have a telephone, you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188, and you'll also get a copy.
Okay, well, Bob, right now, certainly they're certainly driving gold down. I think gold was, what, about 920 this morning, somewhere in there. They've driven silver down. Silver was down 1760, 1740 today. They're certainly having their way as far as the gold and silver, aren't they?
Well, you, when you have a corporatist fascist government, they do as they please. Now, that's why they're trying to nationalize all the banks. And then they will nationalize the brokerage business, the investment banking, and then the brokerage houses. They'll get them all down to 20 or 30 firms in each category, and then they'll start on the insurance companies. And they will be run by people who go along with the fascist government. All you have to do is start reading the works of Mussolini, that's Benito Mussolini, from the 1920s and the 1930s. And incidentally, he was a Marxist before he was a fascist. For those of you who read the early works of the professor during the mid-1920s, you'll find that he was a Marxist. But anyway, he evolved into being a fascist. That appealed to him more. And, of course, he set the political wave for Adolf Hitler to come into power, and we all know the history of that and what happened. And this is where our country is headed. This is the kind of government that we already have. This is the kind of government that you've allowed to happen in your country. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and you better do something about it, because if you don't, you're going to end up living on your knees, and your children will too for generations to come.
Well, I think it's important to realize, Chris, there's really not much difference between communism and fascism. I mean, they're both basically the same thing. There is no communism in Russia. Basically, what you have is an elitist society, a ruling elite, and that's what you have under fascism. They're both exactly the same. Only, of course, Mussolini did not want to be subservient to the Russian communists. He wanted to run his own form of communism in Italy, but they called it fascism. And what's the difference between that? Well, simply, communism is nothing but red fascism. And, of course, it means you have a ruling elite. There's no redistribution of the wealth. It's, you have certainly a small group of very wealthy people, and then you have a police and military that keeps everybody else in line. And Bob's absolutely right. That's just the way we're heading in America. Our guest has been Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Bob, God bless you. We'll talk to you again tonight. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because that's how we're able to maintain the almost 60 outlets we have every week. But we need your support, and if you'd like to help and you're in a position to, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, if you haven't laid in your supply of emergency long-term storage food, and you'd like to get a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, don't put it off. The prices on food products are going up, and there are developing food shortages. For the first time earlier this, I guess it was the middle of last week, David Sibley called me, and David runs Ready Reserve Foods, and he just told me that he had been talking to the people who are the rice dealers in this country, and none of them could supply rice for him. Now, he has a good supply. He's got a couple of truckloads of rice in, but he's, 100,000 pounds of rice, something like that. But this is only for his own customers. Other people want to come and buy it from him, other dealers, and he's not about to sell it. He's going to keep it what they have there for the people who are his patrons. And certainly there's a real question whether or not they can be able to get the rice crop in this year. They've had so much flooding there in the east, they should have had the crop in a month ago. It takes 120 days to raise a rice crop, and well, so far the rice crop is not in. So if you'd like to seriously consider getting some long-term storage food, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog, but whether you get it through us or whether you get it some other place, begin laying in supplies now. Of course, if you'd like to get barrels to store water in, or you'd like to get pumps to get the water out of the barrels, or all the other things you need, certainly Ready Reserve Food has them. And if you order them through us, you'll pay exactly what you will for them, but of course you'll be helping us do what we do best, and that is try to warn you what's really going on in the world. If you have not yet seen my talk on the planned police state, well, you should, and you should get the syllabus with it, because you get a $5 discount when you get the syllabus with the four-tape set, or four-CD set for that matter. You need to see my talk on the forbidden secret, which goes into the spiritual forces behind these people of great wealth who are so intent upon bringing about the destruction of America and bringing us, into this one world government, the new world order, the new world religion, certainly, and the new world leader. So that, of course, is the planned police state, and then, of course, the talk on the forbidden secret. Each one has a syllabus with it, and we recommend them to you. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you want to get some insight into how this system really works, why, let me suggest how it works in the music world, where the people who have been able to accumulate great wealth and great notoriety, and certainly some of the leading musicians of modern times, although many of them have died at a very young age, under any circumstances, certainly the DVDs or videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour versions. To see how this really plays back through history,